Gorbash growled deep in his throat, a rumbling sound that echoed through the cavern.
"We can't stay here," he said,
his voice laced with uncertainty.
"They'll find us soon enough, and when they do, we'll be outnumbered."
Smurgle, the elder dragon, tilted his head thoughtfully.
"Perhaps, young one, but fleeing is not always the answer. Sometimes it's better to stand and fight."
Jim, still struggling with the duality of being Gorbash, hesitated.
"But what if fighting isn't the right choice?" he countered,
his human instincts clashing with the dragon's natural bravado.
"We might lose more than we gain."
Arrah, the wolf padded closer, his keen eyes glinting in the dim light.
"The human speaks wisely, old friend," he said,
his voice a soft growl.
"Sometimes retreat is the better part of valor."
Smurgle snorted, sending a plume of smoke into the air.
"And sometimes it is nothing more than cowardice," he rumbled,
his eyes fixed on the younger dragon.
"But I see the doubt in your eyes, Gorbash. You are not yet certain of your place among us."
Jim stiffened, the dragon's instincts warring with his own.
"I'll do what's necessary," he said,
his voice firming.
"But we need a plan, a way to turn the odds in our favor."
"Plans are for those who fear," Smurgle replied.
There was no malice in his words, only a quiet resignation.
"Very well, then. We shall make our stand here. But know this, if we fail, it will be because we hesitated."
Arrah's ears twitched. His gaze shifted to the entrance of the cavern.
"They're coming," he murmured,
the tension in his voice palpable.
"What will it be, Gorbash? Stand or flee?"
Jim's heart pounded in his chest, the weight of the decision pressing down on him. He could feel the dragon's desire to fight, to defend its territory at all costs. But his human mind urged caution, a strategic retreat that could save them all.
"We stand,"
he said finally, the words tasting bitter in his mouth.
"But we do it on our terms, not theirs."
The other dragons rumbled their agreement, their massive bodies shifting as they prepared for battle. Jim could feel the power coursing through him, the primal urge to dominate and destroy. But beneath it all, his human heart remained, guiding his decisions, tempering his rage. As the first sounds of the approaching enemy echoed through the cavern, Jim took a deep breath, steadying himself. This was the moment. His chance to prove that he belonged in this world, or die trying. And then, with a roar that shook the very walls of the cavern, the dragon surged forward, meeting the enemy head on.